الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هل ننبيكم بالأخسرين أعمالا الذين ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا ويحسبون أنهم يصنعون صنعا. صدق الله المولان العظيم. This we had discussed before also, and before this last week, all the beautiful, the baqiyat al-salihat, and how wonderful they are. Allah give us tawfiq to be regular on them. There will be great, great benefit that will accrue to us. The one is that whenever we read these baqiyat al-salihat, they go by the arsh of Allah and they make tawaf there. And then they've got a sound like the buzzing of the bees. And they say they take the reader's name that he has read us. And by Allah Ta'ala, our dhikr is made. And how many other great, great benefits Allah Ta'ala give us? Tawfiq. Together with that, we have to be very concerned, as we had mentioned also, that we must not do anything that destroys our amal. First of all, whether we don't do our amal, not at all. Some of us are very negligent, others we do, but we are not regular, and there are still some amal which we have to do, which we are not doing. And when we do it, we are not doing it properly. We are still deficient in doing our amal, even if it is our salah. We are so deficient in our salah. And then whether it's accepted by Allah Ta'ala or not, we don't have that concern, that also concern. And dua we should be making. And then whether it is preserved for us till the day of Qiyamah and till in Jannah, or do we lose it on the way. So we should be very concerned. So things by which we lose our amal, the one is kufr and shirk. The first of all, if a person is in the condition, and today as we all are well aware, we are living in a time that in the morning a person can be a mu'min, by the evening he could have lost his iman. Could be a mu'min at midnight, by the morning he could have lost his iman. For that, one thing is we should try and read regularly, Amantu billahi kama huwa bi asma'ihi wa sifatihi wa qabiltu jami' ahkamihi wa arkanihi. Also, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika shay'an wa ana a'lamu bihi wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lamu bihi. Tubtu anhu wa tabarra'tu min al-kufri wa shirki والمعاصي كلها أسلمت وآمنت وأقول لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. We should refresh our iman regularly. Nabi عليه الصلاة والسلام said, جددوا إيمانكم. All these things, these foreign elements which settle on the heart all the time, even so much so that our own family, which is 100% jais and halal, and you have a proper dini relationship also. But that also, Allah says, innama amwalukum wa auladukum fitna. And another part, innama amwalukum aduwan lakum. You have even enemy from your own family. That is, perhaps they want lot of dunya, and they are unmindful and make you unmindful of akhirat. So we have to all the time cleanse our heart and remove all these elements from the heart. So for that, we should read the kalimas also, our dhikr regularly, and tafakkur, to meditate in the creation of Allah. And by that method of meditation, that we've reached the conclusion, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. You have not created this in vain. We have taken a lesson. We have recognized you. We recognize your qudrat and your power. If we do that, then that little bit of tafakkur, tadabbur in the creation of Allah, it comes in the hadith, is better than the whole night's ibadat. In other words, the strengthening of iman is more better than all amal also. Iman is the most important thing. And the alchemy, the thing that brings about all this, is sohbat salihin. The kunu ma'as-sadiqeen. Stay with the righteous and the pious people by which all this will come. So if a person in the condition of kufr and shirk, the amal are not accepted. And if a person is whole life's ibadat, and this should be a cause of great concern. Every person, if we have that, our akhirat in mind, and a storage zakhira, and to build our balance in the akhirat, then we will be concerned it must not get destroyed anywhere. A person, people go mad also. They started their business, they build it up, and that business means everything to them. And if they have to lose any harm in that business, they go mad. There are people that we know, they bang their head against the wall. That what happened to my business? Anything, if it has to burn down, this losses you suffer in there. You see anyone causing harm in that business? How many people? The house. One particular person, he built his house, and he was said that when he built it, every brick, his heart was in that brick. But afterwards, because they fell into some other wrong thing, that whole house was taken away also. The banks took the house away, which was fully paid also. So then a person feels it very, very much. So a true person is that one who builds his iman, his akhirat, his amal. He will be worried all the time, my amal must not get lost. I mustn't lose my amal. What I have been working, my iman. I worked for my iman. But because we got it free, mali muft dilebe raham. What we got free of charge, we don't appreciate. So this iman we got free of charge, those people, the sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, many other people, even till today, who made great sacrifices for their iman, they appreciate their iman. And they are worried all the time that no harm must come to the iman. So anyway, things of kufr and shirk are so common that we have to be very, very apprehensive that I must not lose my iman, my Islam. And also it is that a person's nikah also breaks. And his hajj also is cancelled. He'll have to make hajj again. So this is such a very serious thing. And irtidad, to say, na'uzubillah, that I have given up Islam is a very, very big thing, which unfortunately has become very common also. And people in fact now go to the extent of advertising that I have given up Islam. Na'uzubillah. So a person should be worried that that is out of the question, to say that I have renegated. I've become a disbeliever. I don't believe anymore. Things we should be very concerned is istighfaf and istihza indeed. To take any dini matter as a small matter. That it is not an important thing. Whatever it might be, that Manatanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, the smallest good deed is big enough to take you to Jannat. And the smallest guna is enough to take you to Jahannam. So we shouldn't think it's a small thing. Anything, if I can't do it, it's my weakness, my laziness, but not that it is a small thing. Any nafil, mustahab, they are all very big things. And also istihza, to make a joke of anything about deen. There are more than enough things that we can make jokes about, if we like to make jokes, or we like to hear jokes, but to make a joke about deen, anything, that we must be very, very careful also. Like, for example, a person works perhaps a day, a week, a month on his computer, on his laptop, and he has prepared something. And at the end, it comes save, delete, and just whatever happened, and you press the delete button. And there all what you had done, all your work is gone deleted. How a person, how he feels at that time. how miserable he feels, how terrible he feels. So we should be very, very apprehensive. One great thing that causes the loss of our iman among some amal, which ulama have mentioned, is the disrespect of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We should be very careful about that, and not only about the dhat, the personality of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but any sunnat also. Many people are prone to make a joke about some sunnat, whether it's a beard, whether it's a miswak or anything. A person loses his iman in that case. So even Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and very, very important, we should be very careful the company we keep. If we keep company with people like that, with our friends who just talk freely, it has an influence on us. The ulama have written that a pious person, a deeni person, even in his dunya's talk, there is nur in there. He talks about dunya, necessary things about dunya, but there will be nur in there. And a sinful person, even if he speaks about deen, there is zulmat in there. There is darkness in there. Ibn Sirin, rahmatullah alayhi, a great, great alim, very great person. A person came to me and said, I just want to read one ayat of the Quran Sharif. I will not add one word from myself. I want only the ayat of the Quran. He ordered him to be taken out from him immediately. And the people took him out. They say, but he only wanted to read an ayat of the Quran. He says, even if he reads the ayat, there will be zulmat in that. It is like you present a gift, a very good gift. But you're putting it in the wrap of it is something filthy and dirty. The inside, the Quran is pure, but the person who's reciting it, from there also we can understand how, if we want to benefit from Quran Sharif, how clean our hearts must be. If our hearts are not clean, we can recite as much as we want to, we don't get the benefit of the Quran Sharif. And if the heart is clean, then even if you read some other kitab, in fact you'll see the happening, day-to-day happenings of the world, and you'll take great lessons. Then from Quran Sharif, how lot of lessons won't a person take? So we should be very careful of that. There was also Hazrat Huzaifah ibn al-Yaman radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that other people should ask Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam about good deeds, the good. I should ask him about the harmful things which are harmful for us, which will destroy us. I was more concerned. So there are many people who are very concerned of doing more good deeds. They will ask also what wazifas we can read. I want to increase my zikr. I want to increase my tilawat. But few will ask, or hardly anyone will ask, that how to protect my deeds. They must not get destroyed. Whatever I have done mustn't get destroyed. To protect it is more important. And this protection of good deeds, people perhaps won't even like you if you discuss that. Like for example, somebody is going from here to Johannesburg and you tell him that on the road there are speed traps. Perhaps he won't like you now you have to watch yourself. Or you tell them there are hijackings taking place. Now perhaps he won't like you, but you are doing the right thing. So to warn people, for example, there is a walima taking place. And all the people, unfortunately, the types of walimas also we have, that there is music playing, and there is a drone taking photos also. People are mixing, men, women are mixing, and you are an alim, for example, or not an alim also, and you see a snake there. And you think that I mustn't tell the people, I'll upset the whole gathering. People won't like it, all the enjoyment. And they will come down on you. Why didn't you tell us? That there was a snake. And if you inform them, afterwards they will thank you. But if you inform them of the snakes of the qabr, then the people, they go against you. If there is a plug point and you see there is a electrical short and a flame has come, and you say, I'm going to speak about it, then I'm going to upset this whole gathering. People are enjoying themselves, talking, laughing, joking, everything. And if I speak about that fire, all going to lose out on everything. So I rather keep quiet. People will want to kill you. Why didn't you speak? Why didn't you tell us? People lost their lives then. When the fire actually now came, people lost. So the fire of Jahannam, to warn about that. And we want to keep the peace all the time. So we should be very concerned about the things that destroy our deeds. Amongst them also is that anger destroys good deeds. And anger is from pride. And the illegitimate children of pride is not only anger, many other things. And Mashiach say, the righteous Mashiach, Rasi, who have learned well in the training of the murid, they won't treat just anger itself. The cause of the anger they will see. And they will treat the cause by which all other spiritual diseases which come, all that will get treated. Many other things, the cause of it is the love of dunya. Now you want to treat the individual diseases, it will take very long, very hard. But you just treat the root cause. And that is love of dunya, lot of other things will go away. A person will get saved. So from there, this anger, it has come that how aloe destroys honey. Aloe is such a thing, a thing that grows very, very bitter. And it is said even in a distance, if somebody is crushing it, the bitterness of comes in your throat, even if you are far away from it. And one drop of it makes the whole big jar of honey. It makes it bitter also. Honey is such a sweet thing, very sweet, but that aloe, and like that, is anger. It destroys the amal of a person. A person feels, I became angry on my wife, and I treated her as I wanted to, and nobody can tell me anything. I treat her as I want to, like dirt I treat her. I treat her like rubbish. I treat her worse than a maid in the house. But it destroys all our amal, all our iman. Everything, the sweetness of the iman goes away. My students, my children, I can treat them as I want to, my workers. Just because I'm paying them a small amount of money, I feel I can tell them whatever I want to and take out my anger on them. All this, we should realize, it destroys our iman. Then, in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, لا تبطلوا أعمالكم بالمن والأذى. In another place, يا أيها الذين لا تبطلوا آمنوا لا تبطلوا صدقاتكم بالمن والأذى. All the good that we do, charity we give, and we do favors for people, whether it is the wife, the children, anyone. And then what is called ihsan jatana, to go and speak about it then. Whether we tell them, I did this for you. You remember I did. I helped you. I got you on your feet. I set you up in your business. I did this for you. Or we tell other people about it. I did this for him. I did that for him. That also destroys the amal. Habte amal takes place. All that good that we did, it completely gets destroyed by this talking about it. Another thing is, talking in the masjid of worldly things. Even if we are talking softly to one another, and it is purely worldly things, that also how fire eats up, burns up dry wood. Talking in the masjid about dunya things, the eats up our good amal. How fire burns away dry wood. It just devours it. Like that, and this is also very common, and we should be very careful. Like sometimes on a function in the masjid, some jalsa, whatever, and we come and we meet a friend and we start talking. We are talking softly to ourselves, and that also destroys our amal. Many times after nikah takes place and people are meeting after long, then also a lot of dunya talk takes place. After in tashkil time, after a bayan in a markaz, etc., if you are making tashkil, encouraging one another, and you are keeping the respect of the masjid in mind, it's meritorious. But we met up with some friend, and the tashkil is carrying on, we're talking our dunya's things, which is also common. So much so, there are those people who are well grounded in jamaat work also. And when tashkil starts, like at an ijtima, they will order some fish and chips. And they will sit in a big gathering, so they're sitting in one corner. And they're talking there, and now they're having their fish and chips, or they're having their whatever else, what they order, and they are sitting and talking, and you don't realize in the process all what you came to the ijtima. Lene ko gaye, dene ke ho gaye. We went to take sawab, and in fact we lost out. And we came back with gunas, and we don't realize. As it is said, many people go for hajj and umrah, and they go with the niyat of sawab, but they come back with loads of guna. Because all the wrong, and the Haramain Sharifain, the wrong we do there. In Arafat we do wrong. Muzdalifah, Mina, all the wrong that we do, we went there to get thawab, we came back with loads of guna. So we must be very, very careful, not be unmindful of this, and not just bluff ourselves with the outward performance of good deeds, or with just our outward form of sunnat, beard, topi, amama, kurta, etc. Our titles, maulana, hafiz, qari, etc. We mustn't be fooled by that. A lady, just because she has abaya, etc., and she fools herself. No, the reality has to be. And we are all, and our destination is maut, akhirat. It's not this dunya. We can try and fool the people of the dunya, but dunya people also see through us. Because of respect, they don't speak. But they see through us, they know what we are worth. Even the family, the wife knows the husband, husband knows the wife. As parents, we can act pious, but our children also, little children can see through. And they also realize that we just a show we are making. So we should be very careful of the losing our amal. Another thing is to talk loudly in the masjid. One was even to talk worldly talks, even if it is softly, and to talk loudly in the masjid, to disrespect the masjid, and even deeni talks, and to shout and talk and that, and we don't keep the respect of the masjid in mind. That also destroys our amal. The malaika tell that person, uskut ya wali Allah. Keep quiet, O the friend of Allah. But when he still carries on talking, uskut ya baghiz Allah, O the enemy of Allah. Uskut ya adu Allah, O the enemy of Allah, keep quiet. We should always keep in mind the respect of the masjid. And we should be very careful. Some communities, nations are such by nature, they just talk loud. Even in the masjid, they just talk loudly. And so we should be very careful of our amal. We came to the masjid to do good deeds, but we go from the masjid with gunas from here. Because our disrespect of the masjid. Then, riya and sum'a, to do things for name and fame, for praises of the people, that people must talk good about us. That also, from the beginning, the amal gets lost. If we do it for name and fame, from the beginning, and those three people on the day of Qiyamah, the alim, qari, who did all deen's work, Allah will ask him, he said, my whole life I spend it for deen. Allah will say, you are lying. You did it that the people must say you're a big alim. And everything will be destroyed. A shaheed who gives his life. And a wealthy person who didn't leave any place of spending in the path of Allah. Wherever he heard this person is in need, that is a good cause. There's a masjid that is being built. He spent all, but he did it all. Allah will say, he in his mind he will have, I did it for Allah. He'll say also, I did it all for your sake. Allah will say, you are lying. You did it at the people. So this nafs and shaitan are very, very shrewd, very sly. They might make us think, and we think for ourselves also, that we are doing it for Allah. But in actual fact, it is hidden somewhere. We want the praises. We get upset if people don't praise us. We get upset if people don't ask about us. People don't give us our position which we think we have got. And we get upset about that. Like that, we should catch this thief of nafs and shaitan. And a person without tawbah and istighfar, and if a person does not make the niyat of his islah and be conscious of his islah all the time, that person, even if he's a sheikh and he's a sheikhul mashayikh, he's got other murids who got khilafat, they are also mashayikh. But if he's not worried of his islah, forget him being a muslim, correcting other people, he won't be a salih also. So this is also very, very frightening. And this is such thing, riya and sum'ah, that we do it with the wrong intention, it's batil, there is nothing for us. And we do it with ikhlas, but afterwards we speak about it. Then also we destroy it. That famous instance of that person who did 3 hajj, and hajj with great difficulty. But in one sentence when he said, give this people, this visitors, the zamzam of my 3rd hajj, by which he wanted to make it known that I'm a triple haji. And the 3 hajj sawab he had destroyed. So that also we must be always on the guard. And shaitan is our enemy who won't leave us right till the last moment. Right till mort, he will want to destroy us. And not only will he want to destroy our amal at the time of mort, but his attack then is on iman. And if and amal are there to protect iman, but if we destroyed our amal, then we got no defense for our iman. And shaitan at that time makes his greatest effort. So we should be very concerned. Also, one thing ulama have written, that doing haram things in secret, outward giving a very religious form, that we are very pious, and that also many of us. And one particular thing that we should be concerned about, especially the ulama, it is said that talking to females, today whether it is in maktab, whether it is in madrasa, whether it is in the madrasa, where the female staff meetings are held also. A person goes for inspection of the madrasa, the imtihanat, and then he's sitting with the apa in the class also. And when they're having the meetings, they are talking to one another. And the mothers of the children, the ustads, the principal, freely mixing with them also. All this is a very, very serious for one's iman. We are symbols, especially those who are the ulama of deen. And then inside, we are doing all these things. And if we are like, for example, having photos also, taking photos, etc., then that is much more. If there is other haram which is in our life, then we are like that. We show a very, very pious front, but we are watching porn, for example. We show a very pious front, but we are madly in love with sports, which is the worst honey-coated poison. And we are watching. And all the World Cup that's going to be taking place, or at any other time also, we are so engrossed in all that. Outwardly, we don't talk, and we know where to talk. When we are talking with other people, only about deen. And what talks of deen, that the person gets the impression, this is a farishta. But when we get the other type of people, who we talk open with, then openly, we talk all the terrible things. What terrible jokes people make. What shameless jokes. Good people. When they get that company, all that. Then about the sport and the details of the sport. Just now what with this page, what it was, and this page, what it is. One press on the button, and what's on the TV. Another press on the button, and what comes again. Just now there is Quran tilawat, and there is dua, and the person is crying in his dua, and you also crying. Then you press a button, and all the filth and dirt comes on there. Eh? So this double standard is very, very dangerous also. Allah Ta'ala protect us from all this. It comes in the Hadith Sharif. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, "They will come, people will come with their good deeds, like the mountains of Tihama. And those mountains are very beautiful mountains, white, covered with white, beautiful, huge, huge mountains. All their good deeds will be like that. But then they will fly away like Haba Mansura. Like you just take some sand and you throw it in a windy day, and how that wind just takes it away. All that amal of theirs will be destroyed like that." Allah Ta'ala says, أَنْ تَحْبَتُ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. And you're not even aware that your amal have been taken away. Eh? You are walking up to the immigration desk and you don't even realize your passport is not there. You forgot it somewhere, whatever, you lost it. And when you come there, no passport. So we come to Allah Ta'ala and our iman is not there. No amal we got. One great... Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi said of him, "What a great muhaddiq." But when somebody saw him in his dream, he said that all the tahqiq and all of that did not help me. My 2-4 rakats of tahajjud I made, that came and that helped me. So all these big, big things of ours that I missed. And Ibn Jawzi rahmatullah alayhi writes, great, great ulama, muhaddithin, and they greatly concerned of the tahqiq of the ahadith, etc. Or fuqaha, all the details of the masalas, intricacies of the masalas, or the qurra, all the different qiraat, modes, etc. And that gave them a sense of reassurance, we are all right. There's great knowledge. The world respects us. I'm the top in the world, the top alim in the world, the top qari in the world. And in that unmindfulness which overtakes a person, he falls into many gunas also. And then all your good deeds are destroyed. And so, Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi says, many great muhaqqiqeen will come on the day of Qiyamah with nothing to their credit. They thought we were very great. The people made them big. It went to their heads also. We are very big. But that did not help them. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi says, every person must have certain amal. In fact, all your amal, but at least some amal which nobody knows about, not even your wife. It's just between you and Allah. Those amal will help a person tremendously on the day of Qiyamah. And a very dangerous thing, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَرِهُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأَحْبَطَ اللَّهُ أَعْمَالُهُمْ. The people who dislike the commands of Allah. That also, by that Allah destroys the amal. Famous in that is that alim of Medina Sharif, who did deen's work his whole life. And when he passed away, he was buried in Medina. But because he used to say that the Christian religion, you don't have to bath after you cohabit with your wife. In that Christian religion is better for us. His body from Jannatul Baqi was transferred to France, to Paris. And he lost out everything. So to have dislike for the commands of Allah, that is also very, very dangerous. And إِنَّ الْحَسَدْ يَأْكُلُ الْحَسَنَاتِ كَمَا يَأْكُلُ النَّارَ الْحَطَبْ. Jealousy. This is also a thing that that it eats up the good deeds of a person. When a person is jealous of somebody. And ulama have written that all the categories, they are jealous of the people in that category. Like a businessman, he won't be jealous of an alim. An alim won't be jealous of a businessman. A businessman is jealous of a businessman. Alim is jealous of another alim because he's got more popularity. People listen to him more. You become jealous about him. Jealousy, and that also, jealousy is a, all these are diseases, and that is why we come for our Islam, to treat them. And if we don't treat them, then we will completely destroy ourselves. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we become conscious and we are always wary about it. I'm not right. And I don't know my amal, I accept it or what. And we cry to Allah and we beg for our islah. That person will remain safe. And the minute we want to sit on our laurel, and this also happens as a person ages, then he thinks that I've done lot of deeds. Now I must take it easy. And then you commonly start judging other people. When we were young, we did this. Look at these people. When they are young, what they doing? And in that we lose out whatever we gain. Whole life we sacrifice, we kept away from dunya, gunas of dunya, and we fall in other bigger dunya, gunas, when we are going to Allah. Allah in His kindness protect us all. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah.